All right, so we got as far then as holding the two back anchor points of the room, and he just seemed to hit a big calm lag at this point, and he snarled up and so forth. Well, his behavior right up to this point has demonstrated that he's exteriorized. He didn't have much calm lag and so forth. Actually, the process is just working like mad. That's the only thing that's happening here. So you let it work as long as it works. This is the least workful process imaginable. The only thing really wrong with this process is the auditor always feels that he ought to get in there and pitch, you know? He ought to kick around things and run a show and keep things popping one way or the other. And the pre-clear sitting in the chair, his chair, and the auditor sitting in his chair doesn't deliver to us the idea that a great many things are occurring. No lion acts or anything, you know? And the fellow simply sitting there, holding the two back anchor points of the room, minute after minute after minute after minute after minute after, doesn't seem to be very therapeutic. Was one of the more therapeutic things that you could do if it is producing change. So we'd ask the preacher once in a while, have you got them? How is it? We ask him quietly because we don't want to jar him. This is one of those quiet processes. And we ask him to hold on to them and ask him how it is, and if he's having difficulty with it. And he'll tell you, yeah, I'm getting quite a perception change. You know, there's a lot of locks flying off, he'll say. And you get various manifestations. Yes, I'm remembering a lot of things that you say, well, just sit there and don't think, huh? Of course, this is a lead pipe cinch to give him a lot of locks flying off, because the main common denominator of things he's suppressing is that he mustn't think about them. You follow how that would be? So if you tell him not to think, all the things that are suppressed in his life will start to fly through the air. And they'll start to come right on up by him. Seriously. You're just as-ising the blocks which keep him from remembering. Well, now, you shouldn't advise him of that. He'll actually eventually get to a point where he actually can sit there and not think. And this will be the first time in his life he ever sat still and didn't think. Freud and fiction writers and other people have long told us that there isn't a single moment of the day or night when associative reasoning isn't taking place. Well, this was the way Freud made his bread and butter. He said it wasn't possible for a person to be quiet and not think. This was beyond his capabilities. Actually, a stream of consciousness, which is followed by the very best fiction writers, Dash Hammett and the rest of the boys all do it. I used to be guilty of it, too. One thought leads to another thought leads to another thought leads to another thought. The psychologist really turns a shotgun on your chest with that one. He says, well, you really, really, all of your thoughts are being motivated and caused by the last thought you thought. Or what you saw in the environment, you see, that's what really started you thinking. And that starts this stream of consciousness, and it starts at the beginning of life, and it ends at the end of life. And that stream of consciousness, that's the way people think. Well, that may be the way some nut that's teaching psychology thinks, but it's not the way people think. So you're telling somebody to sit still and not to think. This is a new, strange experience. And he actually, sooner or later, if you just wanted to do that, you know, sit still and don't think. He's exteriorized, hold on to two back arms of him, sit still and don't think. He would eventually get to a point where he'd as-ised out of his main suppressed thoughts, and he would be able to sit there and not think. It'd be the first time in his life he had ever experienced peace. Up to that time, it's all been the chatter, 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 gob, gob, walla, walla of machines. You know? They have critical demons, and, you know, all their demons going. And that, by the way, the psychologist thinks this associative reasoning is reasoning. It's not. It's demon chatter. People really don't even act on this associative stream of yap, yap that goes through their heads. When you take a bite of food, you don't say to yourself, now I am going to bite my food, do you? Okay. Well, so you get him out of the habit of associative reasoning with this particular process.